Shall we go then to the next rule about
yes.
38, no? Sanidhikara. Yes. We can tell Punyaratan, we can read, no? No. Excuse me. Indaratana.
Indaratana.
Ah, excuse me.
Thank you.
He just tell him to refinish this paragraph, because there are later there are more explanation. We'll go explain this part and then we'll go to the rest part. No.
So he has finished this part already, and this part is not important. You are not going to explain this is Sawati Birata Caesar or something.
Okay.
Yes.
Then he finished the paragraph.
But the paragraph here is different from the paragraph in Pali, so I can't tell.
Yamakalika the Taho Parigan, Kalika, but.
So where's one will be
Yamakalika, Yavakalika, Yamakalika.
Yavakarika, Yamakarika, the Kalikapati, Vikari, Nepapati. Let me see. Oh, okay. It's not finished yet. Okay.
在为了食物而接受侵入药，进行受药，以及在门吞咽附近，对于这些为了食物而受食是不允许的。由此，即使以日冰药而相互服用，也是不允许的。如此所说，不可控。当天所接受的餐饮食进药的日冰药，在
Finished.
Okay. So now, this is the story of the Venerable Bellatta Sisa, no? So then, now Bellatta Sisa was an Arhat, and he was the Upajaya, the preceptor of Ananda.
他说这个这这这这这样因缘里边那个皮拉托西沙达的大长老那个他是个阿拉汉，然后他也是那个阿难尊者的解释。
So therefore now he was of very few wishes, very few wishes. So and he was eating once in a week. He would take a meal once in a week only.
这个大长老非常守律，然后一周只吃一次饭。
So then, therefore now he will go for Pindapata and whatever extra rice he will collect, he will put in the sun, dry it and keep it. So, and then whenever he will feel hungry or the following day, he will eat. And then till the next time, next week, he will go for Pindapata.
然后这个大长老他把吃剩的米，然后他放在太阳底下晒干，晒干之后，然后保存起来，然后等那个，然后剩下这几天就不去做钵，然后就只吃保存的米，然后等饿了之后，然后再做钵。So
therefore now he did it of few wishes, not because he was greedy for food.
然后这位大长老，他这样，他这样，他这样，他这样，他这样，他这样做是因为他守欲，而不是因为他对食物有贪欲。
So now, according to the Samandapasatika, it tells that he will go for Pindapata. The rest of the rice a portion of the rice he will eat. The rest of the rice he will dry it in the sun and keep it. And then he will go to Nirodha Samapatti for 1 week. Okay. 7 days. That's why for 7 days he will go to Nirodha Samapatti.
So during this.
Okay, tell first this, I will tell the rest.
But it is self-contradicting with what you told me just now, if I understand correctly, because...
No, Nirodha Samapatti, after he gets up from Nirodha Samapatti, he will eat what he has stored up.
First.
That's called. And then again go for 1 week for Nirodha Samapatti. Okay, therefore now he will go for Pindapata only once in 2 weeks.
Once in 2 weeks? Yeah. Okay, okay. 然后那个，这个长老，他说这个长老他是一个周吃一次饭，但是两个周他就吐一次钵，是这样的。然后他一个周是那个他两个周吐一次钵，然后他这两个周吐一次钵，然后他吃一次，然后把剩下的这米饭给放太阳底下晒干，然后那个，然后他入那个密心定，然后入密心定，然后过一个星期之后呢，他出了密心定，然后再入密心定，然后 然后再过了一个星期之后，再属于托钵，这样。一周一餐，两周一托钵。一托钵，对。
All right, so mean it says about up to 4 weeks.
Four weeks.
Once in 4 weeks. Once in a month, that means. Because he will keep this dry rice in 4 portions. Maybe in 3 portions.
Three portions.
One portion he will today. The rest we will try, and every next week we will try 3 portions of the water. And then on the 4th week, we will go for Pindapata.
So that means his Pindapata is once a month?
Like once in a month.
不好意思，他那个是一周一餐，四周一托钵。
You will eat once in a week, one meal a week. So then, so then, okay, but now, because the Buddha saw that other monks, they can't do that.
If the Buddha allows to for other monks to store food, they will become so greedy. They have every kodi will have to store room. Fridges, many fridges.
他说那个，但是，但是，但是，但是，如果是一起虾皮过去，也只能吃过的话，然后那个虾皮过去会产生很多餐饮，然后他们的过去又变成食品仓库，然后就可能变成一个冰箱。
That's why he put down this rule, you know, to prevent other monks, become too greedy for food, storing up food.
然后负责这件事，而且是为了防那个防止那个其他那个旅客对食物产生参与，然后那个大量可能食物。So
now here storing up food means the definition is whatever one receives today, one keeps it up to tomorrow.
Okay, and eats it. And then,
starts from the dawn rise up to the next dawn rise. This is noon time, when the sun is in the middle of the sky, it's This time is called kala. This is the kala.
然后从明天到正午这个时间称为时时，从正午到明天这个时间称为非时。
The monk receives pinnabhata any time in the morning. Receives pinnabhata. That's it, biscuit. And then he wants to eat his biscuits. Tomorrow, it means after dawn. Because he does not eat in the Vikala. He wants to eat them on the following day. So he keeps this. During the Vikala time he keeps it. And if he eats it on the after dawn rice, that is Pachitya contribution.
然后这个比库，如果他如果他在这天事实那个那个从16日到15日储存起来，然后他不打算在非时吃，而是等到下一个明天之后再吃，然后这样的话等于饭就吃他半天。
If he eats it in the vikala, it is vikala bhojana. It is pachitya called vikala bhojana pachitya.
如果他不是等下一个明天再吃，而是在非时吃啊，那饭就上一天，就非时吃那个半天。
It's called sannidhikaraka pachitya if he eats it there.
然后如果等第二冥想以后再吃的，要那个储存食物的巴基利亚。
So you understand the difference? So therefore now, he had said that
If he takes it on this day, on that time, no?
Yeah.
If he takes it, what he has thought up, and picks it from the alcohol to eat, with the intention to eat, is dukkata.
Oh.
Okay? Dukkata by taking it. So every swallowing he takes. It is pachitya. Okay? One pachitya, two pachitya, three pachitya. Okay, we need a bit again.
Means taken.
Receive.
Today means during the time at Kala. And then aparaju. Aparaju is next day. Next, up to next day you keep it. Again. Aparaju kadita. Kadita. And you eat it on the next day. After dawn rise. Therefore now, today you receive it during kala time and you eat it next day after dawn rise. Aparaju.
我让大家想一下，所以这样这个番茄，这样就分有两个要素，第一个要素就是在那个接受了这个食物，接受了这个食物，然后在第二个冥想之后呢。
吃掉这个食物。 Okay. So then, and then, misconceptions do not count here. Misconception means qualities. Quality is sanitikaraka. It is storing up food. One is a perception is not storing up food, not stored up. And he eats it, it is pachiti.
然后这个地方就是如果你实际上是储藏食物，但是你对于你储藏食物有错误的想，就是说你当时不认为自己是储藏食物，比方说你是对储藏食物你是没不当时你没有以为是储藏食物，或者说对储藏食物你对这事情有怀疑，你还是把它捏。
So now, this misconception can apply even if another monk stored up food. And you come today and you see in the table biscuits. And you say, ah, belongs to you, yeah. You ask, it belongs to that people, yeah. You think it is already alright, yeah, because to eat it. And you think, okay, maybe today is offered. Okay. And you eat, then pachitya, because that monk stored it up from the previous day. Then it's pachitya for yours.
Okay. So the other, so but
pikuye stores up food.
So only because the dukkha for pikuye, but the one who eats it gets pachitya. The one who stores it just dukkha.
Ah, yeah.
Okay. 然后他说那个这个okay. 他说别这个这种这种这种对储藏食物的属相，现在这种错误想也包括，比方说这个东西不是你自己储存的，是另外一个礼物储存的。然后别别方说是，比方说这个食物这个礼物他储藏食物，然后他到第二天他把自己储藏食物放到这个公公共桌子上，然后给大家吃。然后另外一个礼物过来，他不知道这个食物储存，他问另外一个，说这个食物是不是已经手收过的，然后也是不是已经手收过，然后他就拿去吃了。然后后面吃这个礼物就犯了这个储藏食物八七天，因为他把储藏食物吃下去。
看到一个情况，丢这个时候，冥想敲钟了，敲了才过了冥想，
对啊，
敲之前所收的食物，皮库全就吃了以后，全部放地和巴基地亚了。 敲之前手受的事故。
那个牛奶这里，他在敲之前已经全部手
喝
光了。
对，犯这条线的条件是你那个受要发生在事实而不是非事。你如果非事的话，那犯应该是前一条八级别，也不可能这条八级别。手这个条件犯的条件是在事实受，事实受，然后那个事实吃。你是在非时受？
对，非时受的在事实吃，这算什么戒？
No,
wait.
So he's asking that suppose a bhikkhu receives food at
Vikala. Vikala, you're in Vikala again?
Yes, and then, like that. So this is practical. He said that sometimes before the gong run, some people get some food offered. And then after I heard all this story,
This is by receiving is dukkata called sannidhikaraka sikabata. Because you have intention to store it, no? Okay, that is intention, not to eat it during vikala. So then you have to deal with sannidhikaraka sikabata, to store up. That is intention. Dukkata by receiving it, and after the following day, you again touch it. And by touching it, taking it, is dukkata, two dukkata, and then on pachitya by every spark.
Okay.
Because the intention is to store it up. It's not to eat it during the night.
You didn't mention the intention. I have to ask you. I have to ask you. 他说你在非时阶段的食物动机是什么？
非时
就是你刚才那个冥想之前那个接上那个食物的动机是什么？
不是我没介绍，就是有时丢弃啊。
我知道，就是你说你是那个比库的动机是什么？你在
我听那个人比库，我说我半天要不要手术，他说恰好正在手术
啊。
后来我过来。一段时间，我说啊，怎么手术好了？他说没办法，另外一个班
级
让我手术。
不是，这段时间可能比实际营养时间要晚，是有可能的。
可是我看的时间肯定是没到的。
肯定是没
到。他也是很无奈，因为他说班级要求，我也没办法。你明白？有一个班级硬要手术。
所以he does not know the intention of the people. He does not know the intention of the people.
There is that, no, let's say that, that is intention. Okay. If that intention is to store it up.You have to deal it with sannidhikaraka sikabata.
Okay.
If he has intention to eat it during the
vikala,
it's dukkata. If he eats it during the vikala, it's again pachitya going to vikala. Alcohol. But he, alcohol. Therefore now the intention matters. According to that, you have to see the dukkata and according to the pachitya.
Okay? Okay.就是不管它是什么东西，然后它这条那个，它是就在非时接受食物这条肯定犯恶作，它不管你吃不吃，你在非时接受食物肯定犯恶作。然后看你当时动机，如果说你在非时接受食物，你的动机，就这不是打算在下一天吃，而是就是在冥想之前，打算在实际冥想之前把它吃掉的话，这个就犯非时下面这个罪。然后如果是你，如果你本来打算就是在冥那个在这个那个这个这个实际在冥想之后把它吃掉的话，那是那个主要实际下面这个罪。然后到第二天冥想以后，你把这个食物给那个拿起来，如果你放下，然后再把拿起来的话，又犯一个错。如果你直接把它吃的话，就吃一口一个八级。对。
那我有问的是，其他不知情的比库全部八级地啊？
对啊。非有想得通吗？
不明显。
那假如那位比库他以为是冥想，实际没有冥想，然后他接了这个食物
啊？
他因为他认为这已经冥想了，就是说他认为他在当天吃的
啊，
这种情况
肯定是也犯，但我会放心。So he's asking that, so these people does not know this is the color. He think this is the wrong hand. He think this is the wrong hand. So that's why he's
wrong perception doesn't matter.
So still same positive, same
positive. Yeah, because intention to keep it,
yeah,
keep it to eat it.
Yeah.
Well, if he eats it during the.He needs attention to keep for the following day. But he mistakes the time. And he eats during vikala, with vikala bhojan.
然后就比方说他看错时间，他那个就是说，比方说他那个冥想还没到，冥想还没到，他已经接受食物，然后并且冥想到冥想还没到时他已经吃了。那就不是属于食物，那就是那个非食的吧，这个样，非食的吧，这个。
那么就是说敲好钟了。像做镜子动作一样的，敲钟之前做镜没用。
坐镜啊，
对吧？一定要敲好钟坐镜了，它才是当天的一个事实实物。
So he's asking that is it love of atomic coffee and some seeds and vegetables before this dawn? Before dawn, is it love to ask somebody to take a plate and then you know, someone coming and cover it like that? Is it love?
The Kalakan is usually. It's not applicable. It's not applicable.It's not allowed. Because you make it good, we call it happy, and we eat it next day.
Yes, next day, yes.
Therefore, now it doesn't apply, because now we're eating. We make happy, go to eat it, to eat this food, okay? The intention is to consume it.
Yes.
Okay? Therefore, now we don't make it during the Kalakan.
But it's not offering, I just
offer. Okay, we don't make it during the Kalakan.
Okay.
一般跟上班的呢，他们刚毕业，就是啊，刚毕业的话，啊，刚毕业的话，就跟上班的人，哎，刚毕业过来，我估计是后天，
哦，
对对对，人家刚毕业的话，他一个在啊，多少啊，刚毕业的话呢，就是干了，啊，就是不干了。It's like telling the someone else to store it up for you.
哦 ，OK OK。他说这个地方那个是那个因为你在非誓死上来，他最近肯定说不敬语，你肯定要说不敬语，就是说你现在这时候就给我尊敬，因为我在明天是不是要吃，然后这个时候就不敬语，为什么不敬语？像你这种指示就等于说让那个在这段时间内让上马来帮你储存，然后等明天之后那个什么再过两天再收拾一点，就是等于说让上马来帮你储存食物，所以这是不敬语，所以以不敬语算作罪。
那其他吃的人怎么办？
啊，
吃的人不比。
So he said that so if this campaign is done before dawn time, before dawn time, and it's offered after dawn, so in that case, will all those people who eat this food avoid
foreign
offense or not?
They don't foreign offense, but if they can't be a
只有请他坐进那个比如翻看见，其他人不看。
那好比就是说，这个比库很真啊，这个戒律很明确，很清楚。他敲好了，他说你过来坐镜。
啊。
敲好了，他忘记自己拖过去了。一整盘没有坐镜的话，其他比库当坐镜了再吃的话，这算什么戒？
啊。那不是圣母心境。对啊。对。So he's asking that. So if this.Plate of food is not done for coming. But the other thing thinks it's already done. And then they eat it. So will these people follow for
what is it? Because it's if you don't make it coffee and eat it, it's cooked at the point. 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 Don't destroy plants.
Okay,
it's a rule of particular.
So if it's easy, it's to look at it. If it's a plant, it is, so if it is a bitter coming, it's to look at it.
Look at it by receiving it, particular is by eating it and destroying it.
Okay.如果他没有做镜，然后那个下比库如果那个是上面来给他手术的话，就接受了，翻个走，然后吃的话，翻身我去那个巴基迪亚，
对。哦，
什
么
没做镜的？没做镜的放巴基迪亚，
翻圣母村的巴基迪亚，我们以前不是讲圣母村界吗？就是那个第21条二十一条吧，这个应该是。如果没记错，圣母村。
接受的话，只要你是没做镜的，接受就 offer
翻个座，对。
哦。
对。
啊，刚才像我们那个，比如说那个沙梅拉切完水果了，
啊，
切完水果，但是在冥想之前切的水果，
啊，
然后呢，他那个像要把那个要放到那个上面。就是说他没有手术，他只是端那个盘子找一个底部，然后他拿着刀，那底部就知道他要做镜，然后那个底部说那个他什么都没说，就说他变色，他变高音，然后那个上面了，这种情况那个怎么办？
你还是在非实做这个？
对对对。
So he's asking that. So what if there is a Vikala food at the time. So when someone takes a plate of fruit, and approach this people, and then just make this gesture. And then these people said, Sabang Kabe Haru. like that. The only, this people only test about 500. So we just people the 500 million sensor numbers. This is his question.
Sabaka Bagaro, he means, what, for whom? No. Someone else don't need to eat anything.
So this word kapiyan is for bhikkhu, no? This word
kapiyan. Kapiyan is for bhikkhu. He knows that this samana is going to keep this for bhikkhus, no? Other samana is only to make kapiyan. So therefore, that is, he took the offense by telling that.
Just
storing up.
So this bhikkhu said this is Sabang Kapya Karavik, but he himself didn't eat this food. This food is offered to other people.
Yeah, the same.
Okay.
Look at the offense. Look at the offense for him. For other people, they don't call it offense.
So he wants to make a review about this Buddha Gama Shikshu Fa. Because they forgotten.
我如果成为尼姑了，我要去除这个有意向也是那恶作，对吧？我吃好了，我哎呦，不是没有做精啊，这个东西，我吃好了再想，你这是没有做精，你可以看那个什么第十一条嘛，对吧？就是说以后保险的话，我就是随身带把小刀就可以了，对吧？ 因为我没有这个概念，我每次敲西瓜，我就丢在那个桌上面了。他们敲好东西就过去，很多皮裤就去拿去了。有一次好像有个皮裤，他说提醒我了一下，所以我心情问他说：“我这个不能要做镜的啊，哦，里面有纸，因为我在学嘛，哦，要做镜。”他说：“但是要冥想以后，冥想以后我忘了，他也没来找我，我也不知道，我也不知道，我也想去。”
So this is about Buddha Kama Shinshu Shikshu Pada. He wants, so he wants to ask if he eats without knowing that the Kapya procedure is not being done like that. So actually this is Dukkata.
You see the
Vinaya
Vidagam.
Okay.
I don't know what is the problem. I don't understand.
You don't know the question, you mean?
Hmm?
You don't know the question. The question, you understand the question?
No, the question is what is Dukkata Paticca for?
Yeah.
归在有种没种啊？就是说对这个东西，就是因为你把种子做尽了，等于说那个种子没有生命力，然后对种子没有生命力，不就等于说它已经不是种了吗？哦，错了，鱼种有影响。我看一下，应该我认为是恶作。我觉得在张老师可能是巴西利亚，我看。巴西利亚？他说可能是巴西利亚，我看。So you are sure it's Paticca? Because I think it's Dukkata.
，巴西利亚，鱼种有非种想，不犯也。
不犯。
鱼种有非种想，不犯。
就是说你就当是坐经了，想了脱饭，就是你不要去想它，就吃就对了，就这类似于这个感觉，于中有非中想脱饭，
不真实想。无嘴，对对对对，这好像是这么说，他是怀疑者，从不真实者，不认为是造物者的这样的。那就更不可能是巴基利亚，我看一下啊。
I think it's in conversation. I said the same thing. You can check conversation.
Yes. Oh, he tells what he tells in the word. If it is not made copier, I think it's made copier.
Yeah, it's not made copier. It's not made copier. But he
thinks it's made copier.
He thinks it's made copier. He ate it.
After it, I think about.
BJ, we might go this dukar. From Vimatiko is Dukat.
Vimatiko means Vimatiko.
Vimatiko. Doubt. In doubt, no.
But he has no doubt. at the very beginning, so his question is before he eats it, he thinks that Kapyan Prasuchu is already done. It's not Vimatiko. It's not Vimatiko.
Perception is there for now, it is Sanya Vimoka, no?
Yes, Sanya Vimoka.
No, so, but the Vimatiko is there.
That
is it.
Okay. Okay. It is a Chitaka. No, Sachitaka.
So, I can reply. Really, for Vimatiko, it is Dukata for.
对，那个他是你说对，但是如果是当时你怀疑的话就是恶作，但是如果当时没有怀疑，就真的把这当成一件事实，就是无罪的，因为因为这条件是有心结，然后是那个预想的错觉，对，这条件是有心结，
就不要去想它就可以了。
是你故意不去想，而是你
一想就恶作呀，一想就恶作。
你想的话，如果是真的有话，应该是把它做下去才对。
啊，不是吃好了再想，不是已经
不是吃好了再想已经没有关系，就是关键你吃的时候是什么想，他这个想只是吃的时候想，不是吃好以后的想。
OK。
哦，
你
就说一个人老师，
他怀疑了，他让你们全部
制出冥想前那个手咒的。那这有食物放在桌上，那如果是那个在吃之前再让其他三个人再给手咒一下，这个就没事，就不算。
So another question. So are you?
Oh, Sunday correct.
Yes, Sunday correct. So this question is that. So there's one piece of food, and when people get it offered.So then he put this piece of food on the table. So after dawn, another approach this table, and then he tells someone to get this piece of food offered again to him. So in that case, are we second people for entering your offense or no? Second.
No, the second people, it doesn't fall into offense because he gets it offered again. No?
Yes.
So therefore, he doesn't fall into offense. So, but the first people who stored it, he falls into offense by storing it. Okay.
Okay. 他说那个就是第一个比无犯恶作，然后第二个比无犯。
嗯，
对。
那我还想再追问一个，就是这种情况，比如说那个这个沙白拉，我是沙白拉，我看这个还没到名相呢，我对这个名相有疑问，然后但是那个一个比库他就让我给他做手术，那我这时候应该怎么办？
所以他说，所以 he's telling that， so he think the time is not done yet。This is still the Kali time. But another bhikkhu thinks the dawn has already passed and ordered this samaner to offer some food to him. So in that case, what should this samaner do? This is his question.
It depends. It means to ask the samaner what he should do.
Yes.
So then, actually, it is Vikala time.
Yes, Vikala time. No, it's not sure whether it's Vikala time. Actually, Vikala time, no. But the Samaritan think it is Vikala time. The Samaritan think it is Vikala time. And the Bhikkhu think it is Kala already.
Yeah.
It is Kala already. And this Bhikkhu ordered the Samaritan to offer him a piece of food like that. So then, so he asked
him. What should the Samaritan do?
Yes.
He should remind the Bhikkhu, it is still dark. Because now Vikala, it is in the morning. If you see darkness, means no dawn. Okay? That is for sure. Dark means it's still night. The night has not passed. Dawn arises after the four directions become white. If you see white light outside, it's day, new day. That means you can verify, you don't have the clocks. Like in the Buddha's time, how monks could identify what is dawn or dawn? They do not have telescopes or telescope. To see and so on like that. They can see, if it is dark, you can't eat. It's night. If it is day, no problem. Eat. So therefore, the Samana can tell you, one day still is dark. Still, you can't eat.
然后这上面应该跟比库说，你看外面那个天仍然是黑的，然后那个明天还没有出来，不应该吃。
那如果那个比库他坚持说你不懂啊，怎么样？说这个已经可以了，或者是他总之他坚持，或者说那个现在已经很晚了，那个。
He said, what if this bhikkhu is stubborn and insisted on offering it?
Let the samana do it. The samana is not going to fall into offense. It's the bhikkhu who wants to do it.
他说那你就走，反正你不会犯戒，那个比库会犯戒。
这条储存食物啊，反正就是说一定要到名相才算是储存食物。
对啊，
一个比库在喀拉的时间就正常拖钵拖到一块巧克力。他随手丢到锅里面了。
下午的时候
就早上。
我知道我知道。
或者正常时
候。对。
早上过来吃早饭之前还没有敲钟嘛。他打开锅一块巧克力。那时候他把这个巧克力舍给沙玛雷拉。这个就不算储存食物了。
He is asking that, also people received a piece of food during the Kala time. So during the Kala time, you remember that?I also have a piece of food. So during this time, he discarded it at the very color time. So in that case, will these people fall into offense or not? This is his country.
Yes, in that case, if it is according to that and so forth, let me see the time, no? Usually, by keeping it after 12 o'clock, you get to cut offense, okay? Because one keeps it aside, no?
So maybe he doesn't know. He forgot this piece.
That is intention is it is completely different.
Okay.
The intention is not to keep because he has forgotten. So it's no offense at all because the intention is not to keep it. No, it is he has forgotten it. So, but if he has already intention, he still has that. It's no noon time. I will keep it a little bit more longer. Then, but the time passed already, and he finds out it's already.It's Vikala. It's Dukkata offense. Because he wants to keep it, the intention to keep it, no? It's not Vikala. So he keeps Dukkata. But after he wants to discard it, he can throw it away, there is no Pachitya for him. The following day.
他说这个情况看你，你当时储存这个东西的动机，如果你当时只是因为忘了，我把这东西储存过我了，然后后来再非是白舍掉，这是不犯的。但是如果说你当时不是你故意的，你故意就把这东西储存下来，或者说你是把它单储存时间长一点，然后不小心把它储存过误了，然后这种情况下就会犯恶作，对。
OK， 储存了自己不吃算恶作。
恶作，你就是他没事嘛，他就是在大费事把他给舍了。
So the one now, if a bhikkhu now he received food in the morning, it's in the kala time. So then, and he wants to keep for the following day, his dukkata by taking that food and keep it aside. Okay? Because on according to this sandhikara, dukkata.
So this dukkata includes here or here?
No, it is includes purely after noon, things don't rise. His dukkata by keeping it.
Okay.
So, but before that, if you take in the morning biscuits, you take it, carry you could eat. By taking it, for example, the table, you can take them as you do cut by taking them. Because you want to keep for the next day, you put in your goodie, on the table. So, and then, up to now, it's on do cut because you received once. If you put on the table again, take it. Do on the table, take it. Every time you take it, do cut. Okay. So then, and then you might have omitted several dukkhatas by doing that. On the following day, again, you take from the table to eat dukkhata by swallowing it again, pachit.
他说这个是这样，比方说你在试阶段的时候，然后你只是把水，然后你那不这个储存起来，然后动机是把它放到那个
第二天
对对对，第二天吃，放第二天吃，然后这个时候，只要这个时间一过午，你就已经犯恶作。然后那个，然后在这个费时时间，你不是师傅拿起来一次犯一个恶作，拿起来一次犯一个恶作，然后等到第二天冥想之后也是拿起来一次犯一个恶作，然后最后把吃掉时候犯那个每口犯八次病。But what if this people receive food during the Kalatan, but his story with the intention of giving this food to a leprosy or someone in the Kalatan?
Yes, that is different because the intention is not to eat himself now.
Okay.
Yeah, he wants to give it to the monkeys, to the dogs, to the lay people, everybody. Someone else, to offer to someone else.
Okay.
It is to relinquish it, giving them.
Okay.
Therefore now, they take it to store it up. It's not there.
Okay.
So there is no offense for them.
他说但是说如果一个比克的师傅，他那个他师傅知道了师傅，然后他把师傅储存起来，然后动机是在下午的时候把这个师傅给沙曼尼拉，或者给巨石，或者给猴子，或者给狗。然后那个如果这种动机的话，把师傅数到下午，然后下午这不是师傅收尾舍的哈，这是不犯的。
那按照
But if he thinks, oh, this is very good chocolate, I will keep for my bhikkhu friend tomorrow. He was coming tomorrow. I will make him surprise. Chocolate, good chocolate, Chinese chocolate. So then, and he keeps it. Look at the by giving it. Because for other bhikkhu, if you keep for another bhikkhu, then he's look at the by giving it.
但是如果不是给那个为达上长，说是为比库储存的话，这犯恶作。比方哪怕不是为自己，是为另外一个比库储存的话，那也犯恶作。
恶作。
对，恶作。
那我在冥想之前舍掉呢？
啊，
在冥想之前舍掉呢？
他说的就是在冥想之前舍掉，对他之前讲的例子不就是在冥想之前舍掉？
也是奥冥想之前舍掉的恶作。
恶作，因为
你想问个问题又问这个问题。
你好像已经问了，然后这个动机是错，因为你动机是错，是为一个比库储存。
对，我想再供养给其他比库的话，我想，哎，这个乔曼哈，今天比库没来，明天来，我在储存到第二天的冥想之前，我舍给上面人过了冥想再把这个东西还给我，再供养。我是这样想，他现在说了已经说恶作了，
对
吧？
对对，他已经说恶作。
但是这个恶作是指的是促使其他比库犯贱这个恶作呢，还是那个还是因为他只是储存的产生的？
他自己。So he's asking that. So if he stores this piece of food for another bhikkhu, so this dukkata incurs for what is the reason for that? The reason is that he causes another bhikkhu to fall into offense, or just by doing it, he himself causes.
It's not causing another bhikkhu to fall into offense. It's different. Intention is important, you know. Work out the intention. Intention is store it up. According to that intention, you find sannidhikara.
这就是因为那储存的东西。对。
反正我就前面你说的那个喂狗啊，喂给在家人。我最终确认一下， 卡拉堆的时间，我收到很多东西，就我举个例子，我父母不在那边，但我想，哎，这个东西适合他们吃的，
适合他们吃，
我就储存，
所
以我的意念就是到那个米嘎拉的时间，把它给我父母，我就储存到这个时候，我给我父母，就不犯。如果超过了冥想，我就变成储存食物了。
So he is asking that, so he receives for the other karatam, and he stores this food with the intention of giving it up to lay people, for example, to lay people. But he stores it over the next one. So we
will... No offense, no problem. Lay people, no problem. Low people, for animals, for any other, except bhikkhus. Everybody you can give to heaven. If for your mother, father, you can store it even 1 month, 2 months, no problem.
不是，你储存一个月的，你是他说是只要不是为了比库尔存，只要不是为了比库尔存，你储存一个月两个月的没问题。
哦。
1 month, 2 months, 1 year, no problem.
一年。
只要食物不坏就可以了。
陈总工程中，他那个馋了，或者是想吃了，然后
那是反，
然后或者是那个就是在存储过程中，他比如他放那个地方。混掉了，比如说混掉了，
什么叫混掉了？
就是那个可能他早餐他得到一个东西，跟那个是一样的，比如一块巧克力，然后他把它放在柜子里了，或者他放在同一个位置。
你说巧克力不是个很好的例子？你说就是那奶粉吗？奶粉然后混在一起吗？对，
奶粉
这样的话就会混在一起，不就分不出来吗？你巧克力还是可以分的。
比如同一个牌子，比如同一个牌子都不巧克力。同样的，那比如说他放在同一个位置，但是比如说他这个巧克力，他就给他爸
去，
然后他这个放这儿了，他早上，然后他想中午的时候再吃，然后他结果他打错了，那这种情况，应该是无心界是吃饭。
这是你第二个问题，第一个问题什么来着？
就这个问题吧。
就这一个问题。
So
he's asking that. So here, same things.So he's storing this food for lay people, maybe 2-3 days, like that. But during the third day, he receives another piece of food. And then he stored up that food during the morning time. And then during the last time, he...mistaken the food he stored for lay people, and then he stored the food that he took on the third day for that day. So that means there are two pieces of food.
Okay, understood. Okay. Wrong perception is not medication. Not medication. If it is,if it is, it is sanitikara, but he is asanitikara. He has a perception of sanitikara. So when he eats it, it's called pachiti, according to this.
But at the very beginning, this piece of food is not stored for him. It's stored for a lay person. But he
keeps it.
Yes.
He keeps it. Even if he changes his intention, he changes his intention, then all this lay people has not arrived. I will eat it. Then finish. He kept it 3 days. As called, and he eats pachitya konus because he kept it.
Okay. So even the moment he changed
his mind, from that on, that time on,
dukkha
is regarded by receiving it,
okay.
And pachitya by, as called, by keeping, by eating.
他说你这种情况是还是犯八戒定，因为这非有选择错的。然后他说他说即使你在储存过程中突然改变动机，然后比方说对是这样，他说你看这东西很好吃，然后那个回去是可能也不来，然后想自己吃。当你改变动机那个时候就已经犯了恶作，因为你那个
改变动机是要是只是心里边动念的，还是说要去拿取就触碰的过程？
So he is asking that so if his intention changes so this dukkha incurs when his intention changes or when his hands touch this food.
This dukkha occurs again if it is intention comes on the kala.
Yes.
Kala. This dukkha occurs not during the kala. It occurs to the vikara. Okay. That's called. He passes afternoon. Dukkha by giving it. Okay. Because now he wants to. He changes intention. I will see it no more. Okay. Now it is vikara. No, it's not time. Short time. Today I can't eat it. I will keep it for tomorrow. Okay. So then, therefore now, if he changes like that, during the kala time, it is not dukkata. After noon time, it is dukkata by keeping it. That is sandhikara again, it's called in the kala time. So then, and then he eats in the following pachitya. That is one possibility. Okay.
But this part, I understand, but can you explain to me again? So here, still to give me this piece of food to lay people.
He changes. Okay.
No, he didn't change it. Lay people.
No, he keeps it 3 days, no, you told me 3 days,
okay.
He keeps 3 days,
okay. Okay, 3 days.
On this day, now about 11 o'clock, he thinks, this day maybe has not arrived.
No.
Then I will, because now the short time, I will keep it for tomorrow to eat. Okay. 11 o'clock, no, I will eat for tomorrow. So that this time, change intention is not yet to cut. Because he intends to store it up. After noon time, it's dukkata by keeping it. And then pachiti is after next time by eating it. That is a possibility.
Okay.
Tell first this.
Okay.
Then I
will
tell the second possibility.
And then he said, there are three possibilities. For example,
you can change the time. 3 days,
keep it. And then, just in this time, you can store a certain time. For example, you can store 3 days. And then, in this day, and then in the actual time, you can change your things. 一过五日一，你这个新的东西一过五，你就犯了个错。
哦，
新的东西一过五就犯了个错。
就是在事实的时候改变东西还不算，但一到过五
区
别可不。
对对。OK、so。
Another possibility is now he keeps it 3 days. On this day now, he changes his mind. This lame is not arrived. Okay. So then, he by taking his dukkata, by eating his pachita, because he is now kept it already 3 days now. So.During the kala time, he can fall into dukkata and he won't watch it also.
他说如果说你在这个时间你改变主意之后呢，立刻把拿起来，立刻把吃了，然后你拿起来时候翻个座，拿起来时候翻个座，然后吃的时候翻个座。
我现在问的问题跟这个戒律不是很，供佛供过的食物如果吃的话，在戒律上有没有犯戒
？So he is asking that, Will the bhikkhu fall into any offense by eating the food from the Buddha food?
The Buddha?
With doing the Buddha food, you also offer some food. No? So after the Buddha food, if the bhikkhu eats the food from the river food?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
So then...
So after the Buddha, if the bhikkhu ate that food, will he fall into any offense or not? This is his question.
Now, Buddha Puja, it is offered or not? What time? What is the time?
So he said it's kata, and it's offered already.
It's already offered?
Yes, it's already offered, it's kata.
No offense. No, it is no offense by eating, it's called Buddha Puja. In Buddha's time, there was no such rules.
So he said, that, then why this bhikkhu say now, they never eat the food from Buddha Puja?
Because they found it disrespectful. Disrespectful because this is already offered for the Buddha, no? So it is disrespectful to eat that food which has been already removed. Okay. So that's why they don't eat it. Because once you offer it, you give it no, you give it up. You don't want to get it back. So what is offered is offered. And after what remains, for example, you give it to others. You don't take it yourself because you are the donor. You don't take back what you have already donated to eat it yourself. That is the spirit behind.
他说这个就是四点反认为他们那个供佛时候是你把它供养出去的，你供养出去，你那个心是把这东西舍出去，而不是说那个是我把这东西收回来。他说那个所以说这个东西就是你不能吃，但是你作为供佛的人你不能吃，但你是可以给其他人吃，可以给再家人吃。
对，
但如果我不这样做，他们认为你不恭敬而已。
But lay people usually come. Now, for example, this one, Mr. Lali.
Yeah, Mr. Lali.
He collects the best pieces of Buddha Puja in it. Because he has not donated it now.
He has not donated it.
He just eats whatever is left over.
Ah.
And the best part is actually Buddha Puja. And he knows what time to arrive also.
Ah. 所以说那个胖景人就是那个地方住又高又胖的那个景人，他可能在供奉完之后，他就只是过来，然后供佛供品里比较好的部分那边来吃，因为他知道这个供佛那个地方是。
Because he has not donated it.
因为而且他自己不是供佛的人，所以。
It's the monks who donated. Now the monks that donors now. Usually they as a donors you just give it up. You don't want to get it back. You don't eat that what you have given already. But lay people who have not donated it, of course they can.
因为这个供佛东西不是居士供，是比库能供，所以说这个居士是他并不敬的东西。
那就算比库拿了吃了也没有罪的，只不过
从戒律上没有罪，这不敬而已。
那你要
不？ But in Burma is different. In Burma, so the monks eat it. Now the monks who do the duties. They keep it, they put the Buddha 10, 50 minutes, they make some, chant some gathas, and after 50 minutes they take and share and eat it.
他说在缅甸不是这样，在缅甸的话，他们那个供佛物品放在供桌上，可能只放10到15分钟，然后他们一起念供佛偈颂，念完供佛偈颂，然后是那个，但是念完供佛，大家一起把这15分钟吃了，在缅甸是这样。
This is also a Hindu practice, Hindu practice also.Hindus, the houses, they offer to the devatas. They have a deva, Ishta deva, the personal deity. They offer some milk and curry and all these things. They keep it for 10, 15 minutes and after taken in it. This is the Indian tradition.
他说那个印度教徒供神的时候也是这样，他说印度教徒供神的时候，他可能供些牛奶、供些咖喱，然后那个就是那时候供大概10到15分钟，然后就那个过会儿就分享吃了。
So therefore now, here this, the other thing that is disrespectful now, if actually this is called, the Buddha speaks about two kinds of dana, two kinds of offerings, okay, gifts. Okay? This is sapurisa dana, the dana of a good person, true person.
Yes.
And asapurisa dana, the person, the dana of a, it's called wicked,
yes,
wicked,
yes,
person.
Wicked person.
Okay. Now, the first dana of Sapurisa dana is called the Sapurisa gives dana without expectation to get anything back. Okay. So even if the other person gives back, no, I tell, I have completely given up. Okay. Renounce everything. No one expect. A Sapurisa dana, it is the opposite. She gives it, but expects, I will get it back. So that's why according to that sutta, in Sri Lanka, they follow the Sapurisa dana. If you give something, you don't expect anything back. Finish. It is for giving. What's called in Burma maybe, in India maybe, asapurisa dana.
然后他说这个这个有一点上面依据，他说佛陀是那个佛陀在一部经上讲过两种事，一种叫善事施，善事施就是那个善事的供养。然后那个、另外一种是那个不是叫不善事施。然后他说这个是善事是什么意思呢？就是善事他做布施的时候呢，他不期望任何回报，即使别人期望给他回报，然后他也会拒绝说，这不是我供养你这东西，并不是期望从你获得任何回报。然后那个不善事又不一样，那个不善事他给别人供养东西，给别人供养东西的时候，他是希望回报。他说所以根据这部经典，就是虽然反正在尊重供养，说一般都让这个布施称为善事，就是不希望从这个布施里边获得任何回报。
Mahayanists also do the same. When I was in Singapore,
yes,
they do the same, no?
Yes, I was in Mahayana.
They eat if they may offer something or the older, they take back in it.
Yes.
Sometimes the whole family they share it. Not that, but I mean
the workers or the monks maybe it depends, but
they eat肯定怨自己了，你发愿肯定怨你供养每个供养比库东西，他肯定有发愿你自己。这个算是善事还不算事？
你这个愿是对方说的，还是对自己说的？就是对
自己心里发愿，就我供养我发愿。
So he's asking that for this kind of sapurisa dana, is it suitable for this dayaka to make some kind of a wish in his mind?So by the power, by the merits of this dana, may I be happy or something like that? Is it sort of a dichotomy to make a wish in his mind?
He can make a wish because this is his merit, no? He gets his merit. He can channel it the way he likes it. Makes channel it in the way I want, maybe for higher purposes. This may help me for my meditation. May this help me for my sila. Maybe help me for my mankut. But now it's called. He can also. Most of the people they can channel it for worldly ambitions. May I next life become a king? May I become a rich? So may I never get short of food? This can be done. Aspirations. There is no any thing like that. But what you have already given, the thing you have already given, you don't take it back. Okay, but you aspire. With this merit, may I get this sense of it. That is, aspiration is not a problem with that's why the fear of Sapurisada.
他说这个善是他只是跟你就是说你是你布施的东西有一个期望回报有关的，然后但是说但是是你发什么愿的是另外一事，你发这个愿可能是初始间愿，比方说就是愿这个不施功的自由，愿这个不施功的自由，今天愿这个不施功的自由，我出家受果，也可以发时间愿，比方说愿这个不施功的让我来生愿这个光，愿这个不施功的让我来生变得有钱，来我愿这个不施功的让我来生变得有钱，不确实物等等。
但是这另外一回事，这跟你这个不是善事是不是一回事？不要实际的回报就可以了。
对。
那我想问一下，就是比如说在那个前一天他吃剩的东西，吃剩饼干，有一个给后他吃剩的饼干，吃剩饼干以后他放在公墓区，他放公墓区以后呢，在这个公墓区这个到非时的一段时间呢是。
他没有没有做电，这到非时间是什么？没有事，没有事的下面的。啊，没有事的下面的。就是在非时的应该。啊，在非时之前应该是有下面的。没有做这个动作工作。那么到第二天的时候，另外一个就不拿，没有把这个拿再收，不是手术，他就说让下面拿再手术。
不是手术，
不是手术。
就是我想问你啊，跟。 他从天上就上来手术的话，是不是就直接不需要变成，还是说还是需要先手给沙门那个，然后我拿起来吃一口饭？So
this is a bit complicated case. I have to use the diagram. 嗯，so he said that. But this because he didn't do it. So this piece of leftover food just remains on the table until the next morning. So then another people comes and he wants to eat this piece of food. So the next question is that in that case, what should the second people do this piece of food?
Of course, he has to get it offered.
That is all?
Yes. Get it offered. Because now, except if he knows actually that this bhikkhu purposely stored it up. Okay? If he has not done it purposely, okay, therefore it is not sannidhikaraka. Instead, because now in the non-offense section, you can say that if one has given up intention to give it to keep it for tomorrow, doesn't expect to keep it for tomorrow.
Okay.
So therefore now that food is kept on the table.
Okay.
But that first bhikkhu, he did not have the intention to keep it for tomorrow. I will go and take it for tomorrow.
Okay.
He completely forgotten about it.
Okay.
So therefore, although it is on the table, the second bhikkhu, if he takes to the Savanara, come offer to me, no problem.
Okay. So this is the first case. 他说这个情况，他说是这样的，他说那个就是说，比方说这个第二个比库，他知道，就是第一个比库呢，他把这个食物放在桌上，并不是他故意要储存那个食物。 只是他忘了这个东西要是个上半身而已。那这个情况下他只需要在上半身实受一下就可以了，因为这个鱼我实受一下然后他就可以吃了。原因是这样的，就是说那个就说这个储存食物这个技能，就是说你这个食物如果要成为储存食物，就是说你当时储存什么东西是我要储存的东西，然后我期望在第二天时候才能吃了。但是像你这个情况，那个原先定的第一个庇护，他是把那东西储存的，他是把那块饼干储存的，第一个庇护他是把饼干储存的，但是他并没有希望我第二天他再吞一块饼干。
他实际上他就没有储存这个。
是，但是这正常顺序，他应该把这东西那个是收一上来，他没有手，他就放在那个地方，
他是想第二天吃。
他这个笔库是想第二天吃，那是第二个情况，我可以讲，就是我讲这个情况是他放在，但是他没有想到第二天都要同一个饼干，因为你放在那儿，你不知道第二天是。
对，同一个饼干是不一样，但是他想第二天还是要吃。
So he's asking about the second case. So he's asking about the second case. So that means the first people has the intention to eat the same piece of the biscuit, let's say, the second day. So in that case, what is the second people do?
The second people, of course, he has to take from someone else. From someone else. And he did. No problem with the second people.
No problem with the second
people. Because he gets it offered. No? Now this...The first bhikkhus Patikahana breaks, it is already received. He breaks at Patikahana by telling another Samanera, give it to me.
Okay.
Because Samanera touches it, he removes it.
Okay.
Therefore, that Patikahana breaks.
Okay.
And then the second bhikkhu receives it.
Okay.
And therefore, it is not Sandhikara for the second bhikkhu.
So if the first
bhikkhu... No offense for the second bhikkhu.
So if the first people himself he wants to take this kind of food, then what should he do in this case?
Himself?
Yes, the first people himself.
So now he receives it himself. So then by receiving it, he takes it himself. Okay, he takes himself, or he tells another samana to keep it, to take it, because that it is stored up.
Yes.
It is pachitya for him. It is dukkata and pachitya when he eats it.
So he cannot do anything with this food. He cannot do it. So that means... So after the second he cannot touch this piece of food anymore. The first people.
He can't touch this food?
This piece of food anymore. Because it's already been stored up by
himself.
Yes, yes.他是这样，对第二个比库来说呢，就是哪怕知道他第一个比库，他是故意那个，他是故意为第一个比库，第一个比库为第一个比库储存的。这种情况下，如果第二个比库知道，他还是一样那个，然后上半年给他自己收，给第二个比库收一下就可以了。因为对于第二个比库来说呢，就是在上半年他碰这个东西，不是当上半年把这个东西举起来的时候，这个第一个比库对这个食物支持已经破了，然后这个东西就已经属于上半年了。然后在授给他的时候，这东西重新属于第二个比库，所以对第二个比库来说，他是无论如何都不犯的。但是如果说同一个比库，就是第一个比库他放在这儿，然后他没有授给上面呀，然后第二天来的话，他就完全不能碰这个食物，他只要一碰鱼，实际上他第二天他来到这儿，他已经为自己储存，他就已经犯了一个恶作，然后他再碰的话，一碰一个恶作。
吃这话呢？
吃法几点？
我吃这个话，大家不要说饼干，大家不要说我放在那个。我也没见过什么来的，那个弄壁库的那个柜子台，柜子旁边，饼干一扔，第二天的时候，看到这个饼干还在，你拿过来吃，算不算八级点？就是这个东西，打个比方说，我这个也不是放在，就是不是什么来的和壁库那个，放牛奶的地方，把东西一放，第二天的时候，上面第二天的时候都是手术的，都要手术过来。上面那重新全部把这些东西收回去。你看到这个饼干的时候，这是不是昨天你扔在那边？如果你拿过来吃，
你一开始你把饼干放在那时，你的动机是什么？
这个动机，打个比方，你东西吃不了，你很自然是这，你放哪里？
就是我不是他，就是让这地方动机的关键就是你第二天是不是还想吃去那个？同样的，就是你舍掉那些饼干，这是关键。就是你舍掉那些饼干。
如果想吃的话呢？
第二天想吃，这就是
就是八级点。
就张老师说这个情况。
我觉得比较常见的这样一个东西，就是
我放在那儿，有人吃就吃，要没人吃的话，要是没人吃的话，第二天我就吃。那我觉得大部分人应该都这么想。
但这个东西有的时候也很难说，
so his question is,
因为这东西没地方放。
So his question that, so the first thing is the, his intention is optional. Optional means, he thinks like this. Okay, so I put this package of the biscuit here. So if the next morning when I came here, if somebody took it, it's okay. If nobody took it, nobody takes it, I will take it. Okay, so with that kind of
question. Yeah, that is, it is. If nobody takes, it is still there, he goes to it, it is offenses. They are offenses, dukkata and paticca offenses.
Uh-huh. So even before that, so when this biscuit is during afternoon, is there dukkata for this bhikkhu or not?
So then, of course, now you see, it is now the dukkata. It is as called. It is. It can be decided only on the following day.
On the following day.
Therefore, now the dukkata can be decided because now this is an optional thing.
Yes.
So, but if already his expectation is fulfilled, therefore now he already committed dukkata, vikala. So then, because his expectation is fulfilled, and by taking this again dukkata, by swallowing every swallowing pachi.
他说这个看自由的结果，他这个上还有点看你自由结果什么，比方说你在这个上你是发了这个愿，然后把这个东西储存下来、然后第二天早晨之后，然后如果说这个饼干已经被他人拿走了，已经被别人给吃掉了，你就什么都没得到，那你什么都不犯，但是如果说你真的得到把这个饼干吃掉了，那是这样就算了。从你储存的时候，你已经犯了一个八戒戒，就是都储存过午的时候已经犯了一个八戒戒，然后那拿起的时候一个八戒戒。储存过午的时候已经犯八戒，就是厚望，就是说这个地方有没有恶作，不是已经储存的时候已经是恶作，不好意思，我说错了，就这个地方这个地方有没有恶作是看最后的结果。就是说如果说你最后的结果这个东西是被你给拿去被你给吃掉，这个地方是有恶作的。如果说这东西最后被别人拿去，这个地方没有恶作。
不过他放两个，一个恶作一个八戒天，
两个恶作，然后八戒天不知道多少，看他吃多少口。对，
中间像他经过手术了，经过就是第二天他手在重新，
这是同一个比库，这是同一个比库，不是两个不同的比库，这是同一个比库。
是同一个比库。如果是中间这个沙弥拉再重新秀给他。
一样的，我可以帮你问一下。So he's asking that, so actually the same question. So he's asking the same bhikkhu. So he said that so the next, so after the second one, so he gets a salmon to offer this package of biscuit to him again. In that case, he was still fine to offer.
Because he was the one who initiated the whole process.
Yeah.
He tell me why. You can tell me, not only as called. You tell me why. Because he initiated the whole process.
他说是因为这个比库是他自己那个发起的整个的过程，整个过程是他对。
如果是这样的话，最好这个比库的时候有剩余的食物的时候，新食和沙文那样是最保险的。那就是把这个东西吃了，这里螃蟹收掉了，最好把这个东西舍个沙文那样，让他们处理这个。
你就放桌子上，他们在上两天
看到。就是放在桌子上。
对，他们
在这个。我就放在这个桌子上，你不是说第二天如果看到了？
这个桌子上最后一般他们都是那个送到下面送给居士。
哦。
对，除非是那什么蜂蜜啊什么的，那个比方说那个有些东西就是可以第二天再吃，比方说如果是米饭这种东西，肯定都送给居士，肯定不会在这边放。
哦，那有些比库他是没有放牛奶台上面，
他放
这种想法，他有这个东西知识。他就放在储藏室，那个什么乱七八糟的
冰箱
里面他放，他那个想怎么想，我舍掉，就变舍掉，第二天他过来，这东西还在吗？他就上面拉，上面拉过来，包括下很多种，他这种情况吃了，犯不犯？不是他这种想法，他这个想法是，别人拿了就拿了，他有这个想法，我不拿我吃，但我当时如果是直接我变舍。大家说：“哎，怎么还在？没有人看到嘛？我自己吃了。那是犯戒不犯戒？
就你当时是把变舍，但上面来被去碰那个东西对吧？
对，你舍了，他那个变舍有点像放在储藏室那种感觉。
same scenario. This people discarded a piece of leftover food on the table. He discarded this piece of food. So at that time, his intention is to give up, completely give up. But on the second morning, he saw this piece of food again. So then he said, "Oh, it's still there. I can take it." So then he asked another man to get it off and eat. Wait,
no problem.
哦，
不翻，
怪不得。
刚才我还想问一下
，If he is lucky, if he is lucky, because some others they can take.
啊，他说那你也足够好运气，因为是上半年他可能也会被这东西吃。
啊，谢谢。那个，我想问一下，就是说，比如说作为我来讲，我在吃完午饭以后，我没有对这个那个奶粉做任何的期待。
嗯，
我没有想。我这个奶粉想留到明天吃、
嗯、
然后我就走了、
嗯、
我第二天来的时候我是不是只要确认这个奶粉在冥想之后被受过了我就可以就是很放心的去吃而不用管其他比库的动机就是有没有存在某种可能性就是说我的戒清净与否跟其他比库动机有关还是完全无关的、
嗯就是你第一天把它舍掉的时候，你就完全把它舍掉了。
我自己是舍掉，因为奶粉是公共的，
对对对
还有其他比库的。
对。嗯，So telling that also before noon time he discarded some milk powder.
Milk powder.
So then, that time, with the intention of giving up. So his question is that, so on the second day, as long as he knows that this milk powder is offered again to other bhikkhus, this milk powder is offered again to the other bhikkhus.So regardless of the intention of other people, he can take this required meat without going into any offense. Is that true?
Regarding of other people, he can?
Regardless of other people's intention.
Yeah.
As long as he is sure that this new quarry is offered again to other people. As long as he is sure that this new quarry is offered again to other people.So in that case, he is free to take this milk powder without falling into any offense. Is that true or not?
Now, in the first case, now this bhikkhu, in the Kala time,
mm-hmm.
he discards this food,
yes.
milk powder. Discards
yeah.
means he doesn't have any expectation at all
yes, yes,
to
yes.
give it.
Yes.
Maybe on the table like that.
Yes.
So then, the next day he comes. And he sees that he's still on the table.
He's still on the table. And
he sees bhikkhus that
they get it offered
from someone else
yes.
and they take it.
Yes.
They eat it.
Yes. So in that case, he doesn't have to ask anything. What is your intention or something like that? He can directly take and eat without falling into any offense. Is that
to ask? The bhikkhus should ask.
No. I mean the same bhikkhu.
So then because he had not any expectation to get it back again. Because he completely forgot about it. He has forgotten about it. He thought maybe someone else might take it, but someone else did not take it. So then, ultimately, the following day, the bhikkhus come and they get it offered again, and they eat, no problem. He also can eat.
没问题，就是跟今天跟其他比方没有，你只要看到那个东西，你们穿一个手术，我一点问题都没有。
哦，然后。
But if he puts it, if he plants it,
if
I put in that place, for sure, someone else is not going to touch it. So then, and he makes it somehow pre-planning. So that at least 1% days, maybe 50%, he might get it tomorrow again. So he keeps in kind of a small window open. Then he, some expectation is there. So the following day, he falls into offense if he eats it. So this small window can make him to fall into offense. But if he's completely forgotten, he's there.
He has
no intention at all to get back.
Therefore,
he can eat it on the following day.
他说，但是如果你放心奶粉的事，你还有选择性动机。说明天我东西放在这儿，好，明天可能至少50%概率还能得到这个奶粉。然后你当时如果这个东西的话，然后第二天再拿着奶粉再吃，你就会犯。
Now this part is emphasized, I think, Gangavadhara, about nirapekam.
Ah, nirapek.
There's no explication at all. There's no offense.
但是这个地方现在一户多解释无期待是有解释。
然后我还想问一下，无期待的话，我是一定要有意的决议明天不要。如果我有意的决议明天不吃这个奶粉，那是肯定是没问题。
嗯。
然后我如果是有意的一定要吃，那肯定是有问题。
嗯。
那我这两者我都没有，我就吃完饭就走了，我什么都没想。这个算是有期待。
So he's asking that what if this bhikkhu he discarded this mikhar without any mindfulness, without any mindfulness, he didn't think anything, he just discarded the mikhar and nibbhi. So what will happen the second day? In that case.
So the same way, you see, if he frowns again on the table, he thinks, oh, it's still there. I completely forgot. So then you can tell someone else to receive it.
Is this before the Guo, or after the Guo, or both? This is the first one. And the other one is that if the Shang Nian has not broken the discipline, then after the second day, it is not a problem.
So he's
saying
that the food here has to be touched before the Vikara time. So the food here in the room that's in has to be touched by someone before Vikara.
Touched?
Yes. Before the Vikara time. So he's asking that, what if this Samaritan was, he lifted this thing during the Vikara time? So if that happens, is there any offense for those bhikkhus? This is the first question. The second question is that this is a problem for the bhikkhus. So in the next morning, as long as this stamina, he offered these things again to these bhikkhus, the bhikkhus will not avoid any of this. Is that true or not? This is the second question.
Yes, you see now, it's called, if here it is a practice of the word, if we put someone else, what bhikkhus already received, to remove them now, before 12 o'clock. If they can't achieve it, they can remove it after 12 o'clock. But main thing is, the intention of the bhikkhus is to make the someone else physically, to touch it, remove it from its place, from the offer, what is already offered. Therefore, now to break the patikahana, that is intention. And this patikahana can break before noon and afternoon, but main thing, the patikahana has to be broken.
Okay.
So therefore, it is relevant or before noon, afternoon. They break the patikahana now.
Okay.
So another thing, because they don't then have no expectations, because they already make these arrangements now.
Okay.
And they expect someone else to break the patikahana. Okay. One, but the Vikara time breaks, during the Vikara time, any time, and so forth, that this is not storing up of food.
Okay.
It's no more in the possession of the bhikkhus.
Okay.
So, in that case now, on the following day, the bhikkhus get it re-offered, in it.
Okay. 然后是东西上山上完了，把这个这不比库的这个食物知识给破掉。那这个情况下，就不管这上半年是在那个事实的时候把这个知识破了，还是在非事实的时候把这个知识破了，对比库来说都是一样的。
哦，就是说，
even if someone else forget, someone else forget, but still the bhikkhu gives up expectation because he already told the samaya you took responsibility. It's called, you go tell Baragan. Baragan is called, you take responsibility.
Okay.
This is the single way of telling it.
So the one wants, the bhikkhu tells, now you know, he took responsibility. And the bhikkhu doesn't know, did he remove it or he remove it, but he has a perception, maybe he removed it. On the following day, if he receives it, although the samadha is not yet removed from his place, no offense.
他说：“即使是上面完全把这事儿给忘了，就是说那个，就是说上面那次，不管是实是非是都没有错这事。但是比库当时是那个是完全把这个东西给放弃掉，他是希望上面来去破这个知识。而这种情况下，到这个还是怎么着？比库还是可以把这个东西重手，然后是不完全不犯，因为比库当时的东西根本不是出现。
哦，
他已经把上面的东西就是
什么？上面 does it again again? Of course, Bhikkhu has to remind him. Because now the next day, Bhikkhu knows. Okay, he does not remove it. Someone else does not remove it. Then very good. I will take it again. So therefore now, then of course expectation come up now. So then, but if occasionally does it like that, and Bhikkhu does not know, of course, it is no offense.
他说如果这个上面，但是上面如果一二再再二三再忘掉，然后或者是比库知道，但是这就是可能一些比库产生期望，然后当一旦产生期望，他们那样实施的话就容易犯了。所以说，但是如果上面只是偶尔做，然后比库甚至都不知道，那些比库实际上是不犯的。
他会比方说，我把东西塞个上面那了，但我有个直觉，可能这个东西明天的早上的话，可能我还会拿到手。如果这个想法的话，明天迟早会发生的东西。有的时候，有的时候这种念头上是自然而然出来的，就是好像我有
他已经回答了这个问题了，
就是但是我没有就是期待，那可能
是期待，
这也算是期待，就是
你就不是期待，但是只是说有一种客观上的可能性。
那这种这种期待的话是方哎主要是方式。
我是想问你，你这到底是期待还是说只是在想着这个客观上有这么一种可能性？
有和这种可能性，好像有的时候。可能明天的时候可能还会放在那边，我会如果吃的话。
He's telling that. So what if these people? So he discarded this food. He thinks. So although I give this food up, but still there's a possibility for me to receive this same food the next day. 50%, 30% possibility for me to receive the same food the next day. But I don't expect.
Yes. Cheating oneself.
可是你是自欺欺人。
This is actually now it happens also like that. So then, I don't know. Formally it happened now because now it stopped. Someone they all you know, we don't need to tell the someone else, and we give up expectation. No? We don't expect.But 5 o'clock in the morning, they pack up things. They want to give milk powder. So then, what they give the expectation? Because you don't need the expectation because you know that the milk powder is there, and you are going to get it again. So therefore, it is actually cheating yourself. So then, that is only giving up the expectation is not enough. So you have to have. Therefore, now the mind is quickly changing. Therefore, now we make sure that someone else has to remove it.Because the mind can change very quickly now. You know, the samadha, nobody is there to remove it. Maybe you remove it, no, maybe not. But the chance is not to remove it. And you still have expectations. You crave for that milk powder for tomorrow. You think, maybe I'm hoping that nobody will go and remove it. You want to get it again back. So therefore, you are not fully removed your expectation. So in that case, now it is a gray area. When the mind can change very quickly, therefore we make sure now that someone has it physically removed. In that case now, you know now for sure.
然后这种情况怎么能说他是真正没有期望的？他说，所以这样的话，因为你那个新的动机是变得非常快的，我们不知道你就是很难真正确定就是你那一刻你到底新的动机是什么。所以这边这个做法上就是，不管你心里边什么动机，我反正我在飞车之前，我让上面那把这个知识给破掉，这样就不管你当时心里什么动机都没有问题。
是冥想之前是吧？
不是冥想之前，不只是飞驰之前，
对，
这种
之前，飞驰之前，
这里飞驰是之前，这里的是我重新上班来打字一下的。
不是，就是顺便上面那个那个抬一抬，
全部抬一抬的。
对，你不知道吗？
没有抬过。
我是摸一下，他们会至少让你摸一下，他们至少会让你。我是这么干的。
你是这样干的，就是上次那个人不是让你翻译嘛？他说你想想就可以了。
啊？
他让你翻译，你记得吗？
哪个人让我翻译？
上次一个班给跟我说，
啊，
让我想一想就可以，不用去碰他。
是有些人是这样干，对，但有些人你马上这做秀，就是住四楼那个班队，他就非常坚持，就是你一定要去碰，你不碰他就发火。
班队做法不一样。
对，要发火那样。
哪个方便？
就那个住四楼那个前台那儿。
戴眼镜的那个。
对，戴眼镜。OK。还有三。
或者说班队，
我现在
确实
这个或者是就是那个做丢地的那个那些上面啊，他们要把那个就是笔库的那个。
那个东西给
那个柜子上的所有东西都动一下。
对，动一下，这是。
那如果是这样的话，你自己有期待的话。
啊，即便然后这样，即便那个笔库对那个奶粉或对什么东西他有期待的话，
那东西已经不是他的了。
也是不英文哈，
对，
没有
对。
但是就是有期待的话，吃的话也是
没
有。
那他故意把它放在角落，就像前面你的一个问题，他故意放在角落里面。
这里也动过了，
他不有期待吗？
那不只要你能保证上，只要上门来看，就确定有人碰了，对他来说也没事儿。只要上门来碰，那就不是他的东西。
但是他一定要确定。
对，是，你当然有这种事情要确定。
放在那个柜子肯定会被碰啊，这个是。
对，放在柜子里肯定就只要上面人家不忘，肯定会被碰。
嗯。
单位有下面。
那有期待还是要放在这，对不对？
不是有期待，只要是上门来在飞驰之前给你碰了，
碰了也
你就不放，因为在飞驰之前就已经不是你，因为你要犯恶作，就是那个是在至少过那个过正午才能犯恶作。
说那我
这个就是你放这个戒比较难了。
他现在给你安排好了，当然不会放。
OK. You must understand now that this is this kind of pachitias, or the pachitia rule is called sutta pachitias. Sutta pachitias, pure pachitias. While you have nisagya pachitias, are different. Now, if something, for example, a rope of a monk is taut up more than 10 days, then becomes nisagya pachitias. The medicines.Becomes nisagya pachitya. Okay? So the monk has to forfeit to the sangha. And then, like for example, medicines, the monk can't take them back. Okay? So, but this is sutta pachitya. And I'll explain the difference.
然后他说那个大家要注意这几条关于食物的这个巴西利亚，他是那个单独，就是那个但单独舍一个，他不是舍多，跟舍多不一样。舍多比方说我们以前学那个关于一的那个尼萨切巴西利亚，尼萨切巴西利亚第一条，那种舍多是你到时候那个犯这个巴西利亚之后，你要先把这个一收一层盘，然后那个然后再剩三的还给你。然后那个还有一些有一些尼萨切巴西利亚，比如说关于那个应该是要的要尼萨切巴西利亚，其实要尼萨切巴西利亚。如果你把那个时候你把可以收一层盘，然后你自己还不能拿回你的药。对，这一种，但是这个地方就不是舍得，只是单独。
In the case of medicine, five medicines, five tonics. If it becomes nisagya pachitya, the monk who has fallen to nisagya pachitya, he can't take this back.
Okay.
And other monks can't consume this; they can use it for external usage. So therefore, the only option is just to give it back to someone else. But.Here, with this food, this is sutta pachitya. It is plain pachitya. Therefore, if food becomes sanity karaka, so monks can actually consume it again. Okay. It does not become forfeited. They don't need to forfeit it and to give up completely. So, because some monks, they confuse these two rules about medicines, about food.
He said that.说像那个其实一样的尼萨切巴西利亚，就是说你如果你犯这个巴西利亚之后呢，你不能这个你设备送来之后你自己不能拿回来，而且对于其他比库来说，这个其实要它也只能外用，不可能在内服了。然后如果说你还想要就把这个尼萨切巴西利亚就不是把这个其实要内服的话，你只能把上面那张去用。然后然后这个但是这个储存食物这个单独呢，就是这个巴西利亚它你是可以这个比库是可以在使用这个食物的，而且你甚至也不需要把它就是重新再设给上面它，所以大家要注意这点，就是这个不要跟尼萨切巴西利亚混淆。
There were some monks who in a monastery, when they come to know that some milk powders have been stored up in the afternoon. So
They took all these meek powers and throw in the forest. They thought, and all over, it is storing up. Then that is one extreme, which some monks, they take wrong ideas about this precept, about this rule, Sannidhikarika.
他说是不是这边有些比库，然后他发现那个就是这个奶粉已经储存到下午了，然后他们就发现这个事情之后，立刻把这奶粉都扔到森林里面，然后这是一种极端的情况。
So, now that case, what happened if such thing happened, all these meat powder become sannidhikaraka? On the following day, so the monks can give it to the kapya. All these meat powder give to kapya.
Kapien or is it?
Kapien Karaka.
Kapien Karaka, okay.
Okay. So they can give it to Kapien Karaka. And then the Kapien Karaka keeps it as called for one day. And on the following day now, after dawn, they can receive it again.
Okay. 他说如果这种情况，比方说这个奶粉已经储存到第二天冥想了，然后这种情况下，这个比库可以把这碗奶粉交给那个净人，交给净人，然后净人再保存一天，然后到了第三天冥想的时候，到第三天冥想过了以后，这个比库就可以把这个奶粉收收过来，然后就可以吃了。
They keep to someone else.
Someone else also.
Someone else. Lay person, no problem. To bandu balas, no problem.
然后他说，只要位置达上的人都可以，不一定非得进人，也可以上马林，也可以是其他居士，也可以是红衣，都可以。
就说 ，therefore these people they can keep it for one day, and then on the other day it's fresh day now. Then they can the monks can receive it and can consume it again. That means that day, someone else, lay person, bandhubalas, they can keep it for this day. And the monks don't touch. We can give it back to them, and then on the following day they can start new day.They can start receiving. Because this day, the samanaras, lay people kept it.
Yes.
Not the bhikkhus.
So that
this day is the bhikkhus kept.
Yes.
Okay? This day is the samanaras kept. The next day, again, they start, the bhikkhus can use it.
So that is to make sure that these bhikkhus didn't fulfill their original expectation.
Yes.
Okay.他说这样的话，那个他说那个这种方式为了保证，就是说这个比库，然后他不会满足他原先那个期望，就是说他那个原先的期望他可能到第二天喝，但是第二天是一整天之内，实际上这个东西都被那个达上面给保存了，然后到了下一天的时候，然后他们才能使用。
确认一下，班给所说的这个意思是不要浪费食物的意思，但这个比库已经犯了八戒了，是不是？已经犯了储存八戒戒，只不过
储存最多他是犯恶作，他不会犯八戒戒。八戒戒是到吃的时候才犯。
就是说，班爹是补，就是给他一个补救，不要让他犯八戒戒啊。这个食物而且不会浪费。给在家人第二天新的第二天再还回来。他只不过是忏一下恶作而已。
对。所以我会帮确认一下。So he asked that. So even in this case.So the bhikkhu who stores this milk powder, he's still incurs this dukkata offense because the milk powder is
yeah, by keeping it, storing it, just dukkata. It is only that they eat in the following day, all the monks become pachitya. To avoid that, they give everything to the kapya karaka, lepers, anupadas and so on. They give anupasambana person. And this anupasambana person now,they follow no to dukkata, but to avoid falling to pachitya. So they keep it to samanara. And this samanara is what all this are. They keep it themselves. And then on the second day, third day, they can receive it again.
他说这个这你恶作是无论如何免不了的，这个做法只是让你免掉你的八戒戒。
对。
有没有其他问题？没有。
So therefore, they can recycle it. They don't need to throw it away.
而是这样就可以回收，然后就不用把人扔掉。
他放了上那边放一天，对不对？
对，不一定上天，可以继续。
Now, Gangavitarani gave some examples
how if something is stuck in the bowl, or if the bowl is not well washed, okay? So, and then some food is sticking into it, and then by what's called rubbing the bowl, one can see that it is something, a line appears from food, from grease, from fat.
A fingerprint.
Sorry, fingerprint or leka means, no, no, leka means line.
Line, okay.
If you, a fingerprint or whatever and so on.
Okay.
So then, so then if one keeps this till to the next day and eats it, then it's pachiti.
然后让给大家重复一遍，就是一会儿多喝里面，就是一会儿多喝第四十五页，讲的就是几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几
yes, yes, let alone particles. Now, it is example, even this minor thing, just a thin layer of oil, after you put water, on the following day, you see a thin layer of oil is on the hot water. That means the bowl has not been washed well. And then if you eat, it is pachiti.
他说就必须别让那个bowl你第二天给放上热水，然后你发现热水上泼那个漂浮了一层油，然后这就表示这个bowl洗的不好。然后这样是这样的bowl，如果你们拿这个bowl去吃饭，反而发现巴西的。
So now, therefore, we must know that if we finish lunch, you wash the bowl very well. Okay, and the Buddha also told that after washing, one has to dry it with a towel and put it in the sun. The sun also to protect it from humidity. Even the water does not spoil the bowl by, especially this has to be done with iron bowls because they get rusted.
Yes.
But all this shows that the Buddha was very particular, the bowl would be cleaned very well.
然后佛陀当时还怎么在佛陀在这里面还建议就是那个波洗完了之后呢，应该那个擦干，然后擦干之后还应该拿到在太阳底下晒，然后晒完之后再把它收好。然后这些就是我为了防止呢，就是那个玻璃里边还有那个残余的水分，因为如果有残余水分的话，尤其对古代那种铁锅，它上很容易让那铁锅生锈。但是不管怎么说，就是说这些学术都是为了就是说这个，都是说这个玻璃必须洗得非常好才可以。
So similarly about the back of the bowl. Sometimes you get this papaya, no? And then papaya rubs towards against the back of the bowl. And then that remains. Okay. Maybe pieces of papaya remain stuck on the bowl. Next day.You take the back of the bowl, you put it, and particles of that dry papaya falls into your bowl. And you take fresh food mixed together, sanitikarika pachitya.
Okay.然后呢，后来干了之后呢，比方说哪一天你脱玻璃，这个干了的木瓜渣掉到一个锅里，然后你也没看见它会混进食物里边，你后来再吃，然后这个也算是纯属垃圾。
So therefore, we have to check your back of the bowl if it is some food is stuck on it. Because after, especially from inside, no, if you cover the cover of the back, then some food might stuck.So, on the following day, if you cover it again, particles might fall in the empty bowl. So, therefore, you have to check before closing the back of the bowl, check if there are stuck particles there. If there are, remove them. Or rub them, remove the particles, or wash it, so that the particles will not remain.
所以大家吃完饭以后要检查一下自己玻璃，尤其是那个玻璃内侧，因为玻璃内侧如果有食物残渣的话，就是你到时候把那个玻璃给盖住的事儿。那个不在内侧受伤，还是掉到玻璃。 啊，所以说，然后如果大家发现玻璃上面有残渣，应该立刻把残渣去掉，或者说把这些背景玻璃洗一下。
So one more case is that if we go for Pindabhata, some monks they don't remove the back of the bowl. They receive Pindabhata with the back of the bowl. If people serve, if there's some liquid things and so forth, they fall as gold and stick to the back of the bowl. Okay. Now this thing, the monk keeps it till the next day. Because they dry. And then after taking the back of the bowl, and some particles of this remains fall into his bowl the following day, and he eats, it is again sanitika.
然后他说尤其有些比丘在脱钵的时候呢，他不稳定，他脱钵的时候他不先把那钵袋给去掉，就直接带着那个钵袋和钵一钵放在钵袋里边，就这样去脱钵。而这种脱钵方式呢，就比方说那个即使在舀给你一些液体食物的时候，那个液体很容易粘在那个什么，这是粘在那个钵袋上面。然后这个液体过一段时间自己会干，然后干了以后它就会变成一个渣子，变成渣子，然后到第二天时候渣子可能就掉到你的锅里。然后这个比丘在吃的话，就犯巴结。
So therefore now, the Buddha put a rule down, for forest monks at least, who used to carry the bowl into a big bowl, because they have to travel long distance now. So they have to remove the bowl when they are in the village to receive Pindabhata. They have to remove the back of the bowl and only then receive Pindabhata. So therefore, the tavika, which is called the back of the bowl, as called, they usually put it here or something like that in the back. They have to remove it. So therefore, if the dayaka suffer and some liquid falls, it is very easy to see and wipe it from the bowl. So, but if the cloth is there, this cloth of the back is there, it stick inside the bowl, inside the cloth, and you can't wipe it. Then you might forget it. If you eat in the following day, then it's sanitary.
然后他说那个，所以佛陀制定了一条戒，就是说那个今天脱钵的时候，拿着钵到村里边脱钵的时候，在接受食物之前，一定要把钵袋给去掉，因为把钵袋去掉之后呢，就是哪怕施主给你供应一些液体食物，然后那个液体这粘在钵的外面的话，是很容易看见，很容易去掉，很容易一下把它抹掉。但是如果说它不是粘在钵的外面，粘在钵袋上面的话，那钵袋是不怎么，它那个就很不容易擦掉。然后不容易擦掉，你过会儿也很容易会忘掉，忘掉之后就第二天就容易很犯八戒。
So therefore now here also if we go for Pindabhata, we usually before receiving you remove the back of the bowl. Okay? So then put it on the arm and go for Pindabhata and we receive the Pindabhata only with the bowl, not putting the back of the bowl around.
所以我们在龙山林脱钵时候也要注意，就是说在接受食物之前，先把钵袋拿取下来，然后放到自己腋窝这个地方，然后再两手拿这个钵去接受食物。
So then, okay. So now medicines, which are 7 days medicines, yavajivika and so forth, if one takes this with intention of food, stores them for the following day. Following day is food, I will take this and mix this sugar or what's called any other items and so forth, salt, I will mix it for the following day, as called with food. Okay? By doing that is dukkata.
然后正好这个段给大家讲那个离合图的第46页，那个第二行，然后那个在为了食物而进食七日要进行摄药，以及在每吞咽。然后恶作，这个意思就是说你接受那个七日药或者那就是终身药时，那动机是为了把第二天把它当食物来吃，或者说第二天把它和食物混合在一起来吃，这样的话你没把这个东西吞咽，意思就是恶作。
This is actually what Vajiputas did, no? They keep salt, and then in a small
horn.
So and whenever that's called, they will fight unsalty food. They will put some salt to eat, and they could keep this in a horn. That's called. This is sanity karaka. This salt becomes sanity karaka because. For aharataya, they keep it to mix it with food.
他说这个就是那个导致第二次接近那个巴西苏比库做的事情。那个导致第二次接近那个巴西苏比库，他们不是绞盐镜嘛？就是他们提出第一件事绞盐镜。绞盐镜就是他们拿那个脚去储存那个盐，然后每次那个接受那个盐不够多，口味比较淡的食物时，他们盐加上去，然后这样的话他们储存这个盐就是为了把这个盐跟食物混合在一起。然后饭菜就是储存食物的恶作。
Accordingly, now, even if one takes a bottle of salt, and then one has butter, so one thinks, I will keep this. Now, if the butter it is unsalty, I will keep the salt and mix it with butter. So then, and whenever the bhikkhu takes butter, he tastes, it is not salty. He takes the salt and mix it with butter. That soul again becomes satahagal. Okay.
然后他说，比方说一个比库同时储存了盐和黄油这两样东西，然后这个比库想，然后我每次吃点黄油，然后每次我吃着黄油觉得不够咸的时候，我就往里边加盐，然后他以这种东西去储存这个盐的话，这个盐就跟黄油一样，就变成七日盐。
Now let's see that here is salt, no? So here is butter. He takes from here. Only little puts here, mix it, and takes from here it. He does not mix this. But the intention is to keep this salt for to mix it with butter. Therefore, this salt also becomes satahagat. The whole bottle.
Okay. 他说他那个他那个这个比库他可能这一次他指望只从那瓶盐里边放了拿了一点放黄油里边那盐混合，但是他拿的时候他用的东西已经想后面就是整个一瓶盐我都是拿用的跟黄油混合。但是这样想说，整个这瓶盐变成七日盐。
Same for now here. These are tea leaves. Tea leaves. Okay. Tea leaves are yavajivika. One thinks, and this is sugar. One thinks today I like to drink tea with sugar. So and then he keeps sugar. Whenever the tea is bitter, he puts sugar with tea. That's called. He puts a different cup. For example, different cup, no. Takes this, yeah, that's called tea, the sugar. Take tea here, put. Take sugar here. So then he keeps this tea with intention to mix it with sugar. This tea also satahagal.
然后比方说一个比库有一片茶叶和一片糖，然后在那个，然后他另外一个杯子用来喝茶，就那个实验桶。然后那个他说，然后每次喝茶的时候，然后我觉得这个茶比较苦，就跟那个糖混合在一起，然后让这样喝。然后当这样想的时候呢，这样混合的时候，他那个这杯茶叶也和那个糖一样，就变成其实
不想的话就不会变，就我吃就吃，我去想我就不想它。
So he said, "What if he doesn't think about anything? He doesn't think about anything. He just mix. He doesn't think about anything."
Yeah, the same. Then salt. You keep salt, and next day you don't think. Just mix, finish. Look at that. Because you keep it to mix it with food. No, you already mix it.
Yeah,
because you mix it. He has no brain. Without brain, how you can do actions?
他说你不想好，表示你没脑子，然后你没脑子，你怎么做这些动作？
So the same one, ginger. This ginger, one piece of ginger, put here and put sugar, and you keep this sugar and ginger, thinking, oh, whenever ginger a little bit, it's called, not nice, I will mix it with sugar. So mix it. This ginger will become sadaha kalika. So, what else? Let's see, you keep some vitamin.
Mm.
Vitamins.
Okay.
Vitamins. Mm. So then, and you think, okay, whenever I call, the doctor told to mix it with food and eat, no?
Mm.
And you keep this vitamin and take one tablet, put it on the food and eat, swallow with food.
Mm.
This vitamin also, food becomes dukkata by giving it.
比方说那个医生给你建议，就是那个吃饭的时候和维生素片混合一起吃，然后到时候你吃饭的时候把那个维生素片吃五混合一起吃，这样的话这个维生素也被别人吃，然后那个储存够的话，你放在桌子。那现在我们中，有些底部在offer这种维生素片或者什么东西的。他
那个维生素片，你看那地方不也有维生素片，让我来要混，对。
他没有放在这里，他带回去。
带回去。
带回去。带回去。
但他带到哪里？带到药房。自己供地。他自己来offer呀。自己来offer，然后是剩下维生素片的，带到自己供地。对，这他算饭储存食物了，变成一下子。我不知道这个，因为我不知道是剩下维生素片打算怎么办，我得问一下。
He's
asking that so now he saw some pickles. So they took a whole bottle of vitamin tablets. They took a whole bottle of vitamin tablets from their uncle. And then during lunch time, he offered to these people here. One by one like that. So then, after lunch, he would took back, he would take back the remaining vitamin tablets to his own kuti. So in that way, these people, in that case, will these people find the offense or not?
Yes, I think it's good.
Also,
you can't mix it with food. The intention is to mix it with food.
Put to somebody else.
So he's telling that the
Vajiputas, same like Vajiputas.
So he's telling the same case, the same case. So this bhikkhu he only offered to other bhikkhus, but he didn't offer to himself. And then so for the remaining tablets, he determined the remaining tablets as the yavajivika, and he does not mix these things with food with himself. In that case, will he fall into any offense or not?
He can't keep it. He has to relinquish it.
Relinquish
it to give it to someone else, and keep it for someone else, keep it one day, and only on the third day he has to receive it. So that he has to keep it sanity, no? Because still sanity, he keeps it with him.
So he's asking that the same question. So he's asking that if he has a bunch of vitamin tablets. So he took only one tablet to make it with the tea, to mix this vitamin with tea. He took only one tablet. And he determined the remaining he will take as medicine. Like that.
You tell again?
Vitamin tablets. So he took one tablet and mixed together with tea.
No,
然后托钵塔
啊，
跟食物合在一起
啊。
我这个是分开了，打个比方说，这个我应该做什么？
啊，所以 he took a piece of paper. So this is not a piece of tea. It's a bowl of food. This is not a cup of tea. This is a bowl of food.
Okay.
So he took a piece of paper, and took one tablet from this bottle, and mixed it together with food, and determined the remaining tablets as yavajivika. Is that allowed?
Okay. So these tablets, what day he receives it? No.What day he receives means say number one day number one. He had the intention to mix it already with food, no?
I don't know.
Is it the morning or what? He has to define the time.
He receives. So he said he received this whole bottle before that day. He received
it. Tuesday.
He received this bottle. He determined the whole bottle as the Yavajivika.
That is on Monday.
Yes.
And then next day following, what happens?
So he took one tablet from here and put it on a piece
Tuesday.
Of Tuesday. He took one tablet and put it on a piece of paper and mixed it together with food. Okay.
On Tuesday he does.
Yes.
That means he changes on Tuesday morning.
His
idea changes, his determination, he breaks determination on Tuesday morning and he decides to mix it with food.
No, only he said he decides to mix only one tablet with food. The remaining is the same.
Yeah, that's good. Then he makes it with food, no?
Oh.
Now, if he, that's called, the whole thing becomes ahara diet, because if he takes one, the whole bottle becomes, he takes it for, he breaks determination first.
Oh.
Because after he decides in the morning, he wants to mix with food, so the determination breaks. Determination now becomes to mix with food.
Okay.
The whole bottle becomes now food. A hard time.
Okay.
So then, and then after he mixes with food, what he does? On top of it, he mixes with food.
He said, "You put that药片跟食物混合之后，然后你又做了什么？混合之后，然后你又做了什么？"
Again, he determined is yavajivik.
他说你把剩下的药片当成助身药是吗？
嗯。
Yes.
He's wrong because you can't do that. With that day you can't determine because you already mixed. You have to give it to someone else.
Okay.
Someone else.
Then the next day.
Keep it for one day. Then only you can receive it on the following day.
So after the next dawn, he can receive the game.
Wednesday after dawn, you can.
Okay. 他说这个东西这样。他说你比方说你当时你接受这个药，你是把整瓶药都于助身药对不对？就于助身药的，但是后来呢，你从这助身药里边拿了一片药出来和食物混合在一起了，但是你这样做的时候，这整个这瓶药就都被你破了，然后这整个这瓶药都变成那个为食物为这个食物混合在一起，然后这样的话你必须把水给上面了。就是说我们以前讲过，然后设给上面，然后到第二天重设。我们以前讲过，一开始，对，就是说，把这个一开始分开也没问题。
还有一个打个比方说，我没有给食物混合吃，吃饭的，那打个比方饭吃好以后
啊，
如果我再吃这个药，如果饭嘴上还有药，有食物的话，等于也是跟食物。打个比方说，除了口沙了牙，我再吃这个药就没有关系。
So he is asking that.He didn't mix this tablet with food, but he's taking this medicine. There are some food particles in his mouth. There are some food particles in his mouth. So he just took the medicine together with these particles. So in that case,
he's directly actually mixing. Directly mixing. Therefore, according to the Buddhist explanation, if they mix together, and so forth, immediately they become ahara. For example, that's why he tells now.If Yavajivika gets mixed with food, it's called whether you intend it or not, and you take it, so then it becomes, it loses its Yavajivika status. It becomes food.
他说那个就是说这只要你这个最终这个是中成药那个和你那个上面那几种次日药或者食物混合在一起，不管你是故意还是不是故意的，
他就变成食物了。Therefore now, especially with these tablets,、if we finish our meal,、we have to wash our mouth very well、and only take vitamins and antibiotics who、want to keep him for Yamajivika things.、So therefore, not, our mouth should be clean、before taking such items.
Yamajivika. So
that, you have to、take this with food,、okay? It's better to take it with food,、okay? Some vitamins,、antibiotics.、So then,、because now a monk has to keep it for, he can't offer this every day with samanerano.、He wants to keep it, this bottle, in his kuti.、So then、what he can do it is, as soon as he finishes his meal, he、cleans quickly his mouth.、And then he takes the tablet,、vitamin tablet on the belly and take、it.So that the mixture will come into his mouth, not in his,
his stomach, not in his mouth.
你如果说真的就是把这个抗生素或者维生素一定要用食物一起吃，然后那个人呢，这种情况下，然后因为你如果说真的就是把这个抗生素或者维生素一定要用食物一起吃，你这个抗生素和维生素对你来说很难储存，因为每次对你来说都是食物，你一定要一共五十天你要吃的，所以说这样的话，你最好处理办法就是说，你先把饭吃完，吃完饭然后立刻上，然后立刻把这个药吃，然后这样就会发生在胃里边，而不是在嘴里边，这样你就能，
以前，
以前的班尼说供养人家，喂他密码，然后再中午供养，再下午供养，但这些人储存的第二天再跟食物混合，后果过他的一个嘴一样，
他的嘴，
就是说他觉得他这瓶是中成药，但别人跟食物混合。
So he's asking that supposed Bhikkhu A, he offered vitamin tablets to other Bhikkhus in the afternoon. He offered vitamin tablets to other Bhikkhus in the afternoon. And he expected the other Bhikkhus to take these tablets as medicine. And there are some remaining tablets in his own bottle. And he also determines those as the Yavajivika. But the other bhikkhus, the next day, next morning, they mix their tablets with food. So he's asking, so will this kind of behavior affect bhikkhu A's determination with his own remaining tablets?
He can't control other bhikkhus now. His intention is different. Bhikkhu A's intention is different.
Okay.
Therefore, according to the intention, you have to judge him.
Okay.
Bhikkhu A does not get involved with that.
他说那个，他们的行为是不影响原来那个比库，因为他们是那个比库一不能控制什么，然后比库一只要比库一自己当时东西是可以摸到真相的，没有钱。
那就他的那个例子就不成立了。
他例子
就算他中午供给他们，他的意愿是给他们当中药。
他当时说的时候是就中午跟那个就给他们和食物混在一起吃，我记得。
不是，我。他们在吃锅里面吃，
对对对，
我就当我的意愿是我给他们吃药，
对，
那我这瓶还是可以自己保存
啊，
是不是这个概念？
So he's asking that, so even if this Bhikkhu A, he offered this tablets to other Bhikkhus during the lunchtime when everybody's having lunch, but he's offering this tablets with the intention of for the other Bhikkhus to take it as a Yavajivika. So in that case, his own determination of this tablet as Yavajivika will not be affected.
No, not affected.
Okay. 没问题。那就清楚了。
Okay.
我要问一下，比如说这剂饮料，然后那个一瓶要绝饮，我可能要绝饮一次。然后呢，那个但是那个吃的可能要跟食物组合，然后我这么做，我把我要吃的药，比如说一片或两片拿出来，然后我先。然后这个比库呢，先找一个沙门拉，把这药舍给了沙门拉，让沙门拉承受一下。然后这个时候他再跟沙门拉，有没有影响这一瓶的药？
So he is asking that. So when Bhikkhu he already did, he already determined this whole bottle of tablets as Yavajivika. So on the second day he took two tablets from the bottle, and he relinquished it to a summoner. And then he asked this summoner to offer it to him again, and then he mixed these two tablets with food. So in that case, will the determination, the remaining tablets be affected or not? This is his question.
Yes, but you see, now he took this with intention to give the samanera and not to mix with food. No, it is aharataya.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it is for food. He
uh-huh.
takes his two plaves
uh-huh.
with intention to mix with food.
Uh-huh.
It is dukkata to use it as established for food. He goes, now, determination is vajavajivikana. This is also a way how to fall into dukkata offense.
Uh-huh.
Dukkata offense, because his intention changed.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
So if the determination, only by changing the determination, he will find the dukkata.
Not the determination, but what the next step is,
uh-huh.
for what you want to break determination,
okay.
for to use for food.
Okay.
That is why that's in the fears according to Vinayavidak. Aharataya is aharataya.
So the determination.
It is for the purpose of food.
Okay.
You take it for the purpose of food.
Okay.
Give it to someone else and then you receive the someone else again. For the purpose of food,
okay.
you mix it, all the water becomes.
他说你如果是你给上半阳设置你的东西就是把这个当食物那还是反对的东西那个我想问一下在那个十七号的分析的上面然后再上面一段就上面两段十七号的东西在沙瓦提区受了原来四十几我看一下我自己找
十七啊，在上午，
这不是最终站，
这不是有终点的吗？啊，在上午然后在假如在飞石吞咽那段是吗？
对对对，
嗯，
假如在飞石吞咽跟那个前面那一段是有点联系哈，我就不明白的一点是
进食。
对对对，再上面一段就是凡是以满足者吞咽未做于事法的食物，即使他将一切
进食，就是进食什么意思？
对。
So here, so in Kaka Vikrini somewhere is mentioned, it is mentioned Vikapiti, no? Vikapiti, it is mentioned. Let's go in, let me see. Savati, okay, oh, yes, man.
Savati.
No, before that, okay, sorry. Let me see. I think somewhere is mentioned Vikapiti. Let me see. There are some mentions.
Parichaji,
Vikapeti. No, there must be
Vikapeti. Sava Vikapes or
not? Yes, Sabha. Vikapes or Anapati. Even before that, let me see. Okay, so here, his question started from here. You open up a Pavarita Hutwa, and the Tarikatan, Sabha Vikapesu, Aparampi Pachitian Vadati. So from here, so it's not stopped here. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Okay, so it stops here. So avasi is vikana pache pachitiam vadati eva. So let me see. It starts from you open.
Okay. Vikapesu does not mean about Vikapana yet, it means different meaning.
So
other alternative actions. In other alternative actions means.
So can you explain this alternative action?
Vapanapi, Pavaritu, Putva, Vikara, Joharati.
Sena, Dharma Sena. We have to look at in Samana Pasadika.
Yes. I also confirm this name.
So it has not to do with Vikapana, like Sivara Vikapana. Vikapesu means other alternative actions he does.
So that means?
Yeah, that's why I have to take what is alternative action, I have to see Samanta Pasadika. Okay. Because now it is, concomitant is very brief.
Okay.
So Samanta Pasadika has because more details. So they have to check in Samanta
Pasadika.
Therefore now I can do it today, not today, tomorrow.
因为就是反正净师，因为是他是这样的净师根本就跟那个一加上净师，他说的完全是两回事儿。这个当时用的是一个词是吗？用的是同一个词，不同形式。同形式，不同格位是吗？对。就像比方说那个做净那个词，然后他那词问了一个问题，就是那个你们上未做允许那个词，那词本来是做净是同一个词，然后他在那个语境上指的是未做三茶的意思。
哦，这个。
你问。
这个问题比较短，那个就是比如说一个人他有牙龈会出血，他刷牙的牙龈会出血。那这个如果牙龈出血的时候，那个他喝水。比如过午的时候喝水，这个自己的虚进入自己的胃。那这个一个是上传非支持，另外一个上传吃人血或者喝人，然后也包还有一点就是比如说。还有一个就是比如说波食，然后但是他吃饭的时候呢，可能有风头屑，头皮屑进入到那个这个锅里，或者是有些人那个他手上有爆皮，然后他用牙齿去撕这个死皮，然后如果说他撕的时候吞咽或者是怎么样，然后他算不算吃人肉，以及在飞食的时候算不算过飞食食。
The first question is that. Are you available for a new question? Because there are some new questions.
Time has passed. I don't know if somebody is going to complain. Because in the city, you are
left. Of course, they hear you left. But his things are still there.
Maybe he's going to do it and come back, but he might complain. No?
Yes.
So then, what do you think? Shall we continue tomorrow? Agreement. If the majority agrees, I will continue. If not, I will stop.
他说：“你看呢？大多数人怎么想？因为大多数人想接着听这个问题，好像他就接着讲。如果不大家那个不那大家那个大多数人不想听的话，他就先讲到这个地方。所以他让你们决定。
Okay, who agrees to lift his hand?
continue.
You can tell him to write down this question, he can ask tomorrow. No,
I thought you can share it with him. Maybe.
Okay.
Samina katabunya mayhandatava. Sadu sadu anumodami. Oka sadara tene katansapama chayam kamatumirvati. Sadu anumodami.
Shukyota, you go to the world of the world.